Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
All right, so the Colts blew a lead to the Bucks, losing that one outright, 38-31, not even covering the plus three. Jonathan Taylor finished with 83 yards on 16 carries, but in the first half, only 25 yards rushing. After the game, Frank Reich was asked about why the Colts didn't try harder to establish the run.
I'll go back and look at it, but felt comfortable that we were executing and moving the ball. We had a few mistakes here and there. You know, respect their defense. They stopped us in the run early, and then we were able to get it going late, obviously. But, you know, each drive we were looking at it, trying to mix it up where we could call a couple RPOs early, and then you get a couple situations where you're behind the sticks. And then thirdly, you know, like I said, Carson was hot. Felt like we were playing well there, and that's just the way it's going to be sometimes.
Such a dumb answer. I hate that answer. I hate that answer. Carson was hot. No, he wasn't. You know, he didn't lie. He didn't exactly tell the truth there. The Bucs weren't stopping the run early. The Colts weren't trying to run the ball. We were watching this game, and I thought, why aren't they at least trying to hand the ball off to Jonathan Taylor? And then when they did, guess what? They started moving the chains. When in your lifetime have you said, oh, we got to have Carson win this thing for us? Carson was hot. No, do not do that. The one time earlier this season when the Colts put the football in Carson Wentz's hands and said, win this for us, Carson, what happened? That was against your Titans in Indianapolis in overtime, and he threw a terrible interception, and the Titans ended up winning that game in overtime. They didn't even try to establish the run. Then when they finally did, it was way too late. So I don't understand when you have a guy like Jonathan Taylor in your backfield, at least try, at least give it a shot. Yes, the Bucs have the best rush defense in the NFL. You guys didn't even try. So that drives me crazy. I'm not saying it's the sole reason why they lost this game, but they didn't help themselves. You don't ask Carson Wentz to win a game on his own unless you have to, and they didn't have to.
Right. Why on earth would you not give the best player on your team touches with the football? Like, even if it's not rushing, even if it's short, you know, little passes where he can, you know, come out in the backfield and try to make some kind of move. Like, the way Jonathan Taylor's been playing, why would you not give him the football? Dance with a girl that brought you. He has been a big part of the Colts' resurgence in the rankings. So I just don't get it. And I see, you know, on paper, the Bucs have the best run defense in the league, but also the Bills had a top five rush defense as well, and he went off against them, and they scored 41 points. So I just don't get it. I feel like they were playing kind of scared, and ultimately, you know, it cost them the game. So I agree with you there that at some point you've got to give your best player the football. Well, the Rams have lost again, this time at Green Bay, 38-26 in their three-game losing streak. Matt Stafford has six total turnovers, five of them being interceptions, and three of them were pick sixes. But Sean McVay got fired up when a reporter questioned why he hadn't called out Stafford for his errors.
I have total confidence and belief in Matthew Stafford. And I think the narrative, you know, when everybody wants to throw out six turnovers, all of those have a totally different story, and not all of those are his fault.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Well, wow. Some of them certainly were. The ones against the Titans were gift wrapped.
Yet, listen, you're taking a shot at Sean McVay's guy. Remember the love affair early in the season? This has got to hurt his heart. Matthew Stafford's his guy. But what are they going to do? Ultimately, I don't – what is Sean McVay going to do? Say either Matthew Stafford plays better or we're going to bring in John Walford out of Wake Forest to play? No. Matthew Stafford's been in the league long enough. He knows he's not playing well, so I don't know why Sean McVay needs to call out Matthew Stafford. He saw the same thing we saw. What is calling – I never understand that mentality where it's like, hey, if you call him out, they'll make a difference. No, you don't have to. Matthew Stafford knows he's screwing up. Matthew Stafford knows he's not playing good football. We're all seeing it. Sean McVay's seeing it, so he's just taking up for his guy, his boy. They're still in love.
Yeah, I think it's more of a strategy here because when you call out a player, it really depends on their personality type. Like, it works for Bruce Arians and Tom Brady because Tom Brady has a record of success. Like, his confidence is not going to be shaken. For Matt Stafford, this seems to be the first year where he's playing for something. And it seems like, you know, he's forcing things. And some of those turnovers are really bad. Like, they're not, you know, a tipped ball that's bouncing off somebody's helmet. They're right to the opposing team. And there's already chaos, like his wife threw a soft pretzel at somebody in the stands. So I feel like there's some tension, you know, with him not playing up to his level of standard. So this is just a strategy move from McVay, in my opinion.
No, I agree. Well, you're talking about a veteran who's been in the NFL, who's gotten it done for years and years and years. This is not a rookie who needs a fire lit under him. This is Matthew Stafford. He's a veteran. You're not going to tell him something now he doesn't know or he hasn't already been through in his NFL career.
Well, and also, it's not just on him. Like, the defense has to step up, too.
Yeah.
They're paying a lot of people on that defense a ton of money to keep the opposing team, you know, in between the chains, and they're not doing that, especially the Packers, who threw up a ton of points.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.